Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
Yes, thank you. So, is Ruben around?
Ruben, let me go ahead and check here.
Okay.
I'm checking. Ruben is actually unavailable at the moment, but I can definitely help you out.
Okay, so my Google, it seems like there's something wrong with my Google reviews because I was trying to do some research and it said it's not really showing clearly to customers to see my reviews. Then more to that, I've also have experience because they've, like recently I've had so many 5-star reviews, but it's not changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's still remaining at 4.3, of which it's supposed to have skipped because I've had so many 5-star reviews on a line.
I see. Let's go ahead. Don't worry. Let's go ahead and check out on that one. That really sounds frustrating when you know you've got reviews, but it's not increasing. But don't worry. Let's go ahead.
Yeah. It's not. I've had so many 5-star just in a line, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Then more to that, and I try to do some research. They say it's not really showing to customers. It's not really visible out there. My reviews.
Okay, let's go ahead and check. Time to confirm how much star appliance Collins?
Sorry?
This is Collins, right?
Yeah, this is Collins, right.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me just go ahead and check on your account.
Okay.
So you're checking here. Your reviews is still on 4.3. Let me just check how many actually came in.
Can you give me one minute, please? 1 second.
Oh, sure.
No problem. Yes, bro. Yes. Please, can you go and just try to mop the floor over there because I think it's kind of dusty.
The floor.
Yes.
Which area?
The mental.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I was doing it earlier, but I'll go over it.
Yes, try to mock, yes. All right. Okay. Thank you. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
Colin.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you. So I went ahead and checked, and I see you've recently had positive reviews or 5-star reviews. Now, please know, even if you actually received more 5-star reviews recently, the overall rating doesn't jump quickly. That is because this is the rating is actually based on the average of all reviews, so not just on the new ones. So we would suggest just continue collecting more positive or 5-star reviews. Eventually, it will outnumber the smaller ones or the lowest ratings, so it should go up soon.
Because from my experience before,
mm-hmm.
when I have let's say 4-5 stars,
mm-hmm.
it has to change. You know, my reviews have to change. But now I've had how many on a row, and it has not changed for a long time now.
Do you recall when was the last time it actually, like, changed? Like, from 4.3, when it made the changes, like, when it reduced or added more?
You mean, like, when? That's what I recall, like, when.
Yeah. When, yes, that's right.
It's been a while. It's been, like, I mean, a couple of months.
Couple of months. And did it, like, rank up? Before
yes,
it became 4.3.
Yeah, it was around 4.2. So it went up. So since it went up to 4.3, it has not changed things. But I've put a lot of five stars. It hasn't changed.
It could be that because it hasn't, because like I've mentioned earlier, even if there's, it doesn't jump up very quickly. So we'll have to observe in the next 2 months, because you mentioned also that it was like 2 months ago that the review number actually ranked up. So based on your reviews history, so let's say 2 months, April, that's about February, right? February and March. So last update was February. Let's see. So it could be in January. Yeah, I would suggest observing it in the next couple of months and see if it's still, if you still continue collect the reviews, if it will go ahead and rank up. Because right now, based on your reviews, you 83% actually is you are 82% you have 5-star reviews, and then the 1-star is 17%. So that's why the rating is like that.
Well, can you repeat that again?
Yes. So you've got, based on your overall reviews, 83% is 5-star. You've got 1 4-star, which is 1% only, and then the rest goes to the 17% is 1-star review. Yeah, so that's why the rating is still like that. But if you, because I looked here and on your March, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 reviews for the month of March. And then for February, 2, 4, 6, 7. 6 and 7. So for the past 2 months. Let's go ahead and observe the next 2 months. I'm sure if you continue to collect 5-star reviews, it would definitely rank up. So let's give it more time, and please continue collecting. Now, after 2 months, if you see that it's still 4.3, then please go ahead and let us know, because I think that by then it should have higher number.
Then, but what about a case where they said my reviews are not really visible out there in the public for customers?
Do you have examples of these reviews that are not visible to your to the public?
I was just trying to do some research on Google and try to ask some questions. And the AI, they try to tell me that my reviews are not really visible to for customers to see. That might be it's on hold or something like that.
Yes, that's correct. So Google actually reviews or checks the reviews that are being posted, because they wanted to make sure that only legitimate reviews actually are being posted. So there are reviews, like say for example, if they see that the profile is, let's say it's not legitimate, they will not go ahead and post a review. If it's a review that's coming from, like, for example, another thing is someone actually left a review which is not part of the service area that you cater, they will also not post it. So not all reviews are actually being posted, but if, for example, you know that review is legitimate, you confirm with your customer that left a review, if you could go ahead and check, screenshot it, and then let us know. Then we will get
the thing is, Google. The thing is, the number of reviews are adding, right? But the star is not changing. Because, for example, how many reviews do I have now?
You've got 219.
Oh, 219 now?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Is there any recent negative review? I know what's true, treat.
Based on your review history, let me see. All are actually 5-star. Oh, there is one on the latest, was January 9, where you've got 4-star review.
January the 9th?
Yeah, January 9, there is 4-star review. And then, let's see.
So other than that, all the recent ones have been 5-stars, right?
You have one in December, which is 1-star review. So I think that's one really... There's also
December?
November. December. There's also November 29, November 28. All are 1-star.
So how? What about like within 1 month, a month from now, like?
On the previous month? No, you didn't.
Do
have
I have
1-star
any recent
review.
Any recent 1-star?
No. The latest was on January.
It was on January. Did I have 1-star? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't actually 1-star. It was 4-star.
4-star. Okay. So because I'm having the numbers are adding. Yes, as you said, 219. The numbers are adding, but the star is not changing. That's my problem. The point that like the 4.3 is stays on 4.3. But if for the numbers, the numbers are adding, right?
Right.
Yes, it's adding.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's my concern.
Let me go ahead and check here. Let me just escalate this one to my team, okay? So I can get a better explanation for you. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, so this is what our team said. So, okay. So, yes, the rating or the overall rating is actually based on all of the reviews. So, not just on the ones that are coming in. So, even though that you are actually adding more 5-stars right now, they said that the earlier lower ratings are actually still part of the calculation. That is why the score doesn't jump right away.
Okay.
So, yes, that's their explanation. The good news is because I told them you've been getting more positive reviews, and they said that's actually good So it just, you just have to go ahead and continue to collect more 5-star reviews so that the rating will actually increase. Because based on the data that I sent them the data of your reviews. So mm-hmm. even they said that even if you're getting a lot of new 5-star reviews, that 17% of the 1-star review is still pulling the average down heavily. So a single, they said a single 1-star review actually has a big negative impact. So they just suggested to go ahead and continue to collect the 5-star reviews, and it should move up or higher.
So 1-star review has more power than 1-star review has more power than 10-star review. Than 10 five-star reviews.
Not really. Like it has more power, but it has a big effect on their the way Google actually does their overall ranking.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because what I noticed that they put a lot of 5-stars,
mm-hmm.
some of it, but just two one stars is gonna drop your it's going to drop down very, very quick.
Let me relay that one to the team. Just very quick.
It's okay. No, don't worry about that. So, yeah. So, but now, have they checked? Do they check? See, I just want you guys to check to be sure that the reviews, that there's no problem with it, no hole on it, or no, nothing negative that because... Because they said that I was trying to do some research on the AI. They said, the AI told me that that my review is not really showing clearly in the public. Like, maybe there's something wrong with it.
I'm not very sure with that. To be honest, it's the first time that I have encountered that one. Usually, if there is a hold with the review, it doesn't publish right away. But there is no such thing like they kept it hidden from customers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you could provide me data of those information or those reviews that they AI said that are being hidden, I could go ahead and escalate it to the team.
Okay, but if you mm-hmm. search my business on your phone, do you see it
mm-hmm.
easily? Did you see the review?
Like your ranking?
Yes. Like if you just search on my phone, Homestar Appliances, on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the reviews, everything?
I see 219 reviews. Like, do you mean if I can go ahead and read all the reviews? Is that what
no,
you
I just mean?
Mean
no. I mean, like, if you just put Homestar Appliances, do you see
okay.
the reviews? On your phone. If you just put on your phone, Homestar Appliances, do you see?
Let me go ahead and use my phone because I am actually using. Let me go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Homestar Appliances. Okay, let me see. So I see you in the map and I see 219 reviews. Now the reviews doesn't like pop up right away. You will have
mm-hmm.
to go ahead and go click on the Google listing, and then by then you can go ahead and see the reviews.
So, but is that how it's supposed to be?
Yes, that's right. That's how Google actually set this up. So in order for the customers to see your reviews, they have to tap. Like, for example, I use my phone. I see you here. You are around, you are here on the map. I go ahead and click on your Google business profile. It gives me more information, and that's the time I see your reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it
applies the same thing as the other businesses.
Okay. So now that you're on the page, can you not just leave me a 5-star review?
To be honest, I'll assure you, even if I put a 5-star review for you, it will not be published. It will be published for a few minutes, maybe or an hour or a day, but Google will certainly take it down.
Why would they take it down?
Yes, because my profile is actually, I am from the Philippines, and I am not part of the areas that you target. So that's one factor that Google actually has. For example, someone from the state of, let's say, New York leaves you a review. Let's say it's a friend of yours that really wanted to help you give more reviews. Now, Google will actually check on the profile. Google will check which address you are located, which activity you are doing. Now, if they see that you are in New York and you left a review for someone in Texas, then they will take down the review. They will not publish it.
Okay.
Yes. Mm. So, yeah, not all reviews are being published. Like I mentioned earlier, Google will try to go ahead and check the authenticity of each review. And if they see that your review is actually not valid, you're out of location or target area, or they see, like, anything that they could, like, flag on the account, they will not publish the review.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you said where are you? You are in the Philippines?
Yes, I'm from the Philippines.
Okay. Okay, okay. Okay. I thought you were from here in the United States.
No, I'm from the Philippines. We have local slash actually employs people outside United States, so that's how good they are. Like, they give opportunity to, like me, for people like me. Yes.
That's good. But have you been here before?
But no, haven't been in the U.S. Could hopefully.
Okay,
but
you
no,
have
I
plans?
Haven't been here.
You have plans to come again?
Of course, U.S. is like what it's a great country. Like I've heard good news. The pay there is good, so I think I mean, given the opportunity to go over to the country in U.S., that would be a great opportunity for me.
Okay. That's good. Hopefully, you have family, right?
Yes, I do.
Have kids? Because I know moving sometimes with kids and you're married, right?
Yes, I am married. I have 3 kids.
Okay. I know sometimes when you have a family to move, it's not, sometimes it's a little bit,
it's
not
hard.
Easy, right? To just move. Anyway,
I'm
hope for the best. Hope for the best that, things may open up in the nearest future. And maybe you may move your family.
No Thank you so much. That's so kind of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your name again?
Oh, it's Honey.
Honey?
Yes, Honey.
Honey. It's Honey.
Yes,
right?
Just like Honey, H-O-N-E-Y.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, that's great. That's a pet name for us, though. That's a pet name. Pet name. That's a pet name that a husband would give to a wife, or a wife would give to a husband.
Call it an endearment. That's right.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. So what you have? You have a extension number? Do you have extension?
Yes, it's 4224. But when you actually call our general line, it goes like directly to whoever is available. But of course, if you feel like you wanted to speak with me, you're comfortable speaking to me, you can go ahead and request for me. When you go ahead and call, and then my colleagues will go ahead and transfer your call to me.
Okay. But you say your extension is what?
4224.
4224. And your name?
Honey.
Okay, Honey, sorry.
Yes.
Okay, all right, good. All right, Honey. Okay, good. All right, thank you so much for helping, though. I think hopefully when I have any question, anything, I'll call and then we can talk again. Hello? No. Hello?